Hello, everyone. This is Sambo Slim, and you are listening to the Sambo Slim podcast, which you already knew, because if you're listening, you are my mom and dad. All right, and we are back. This is the big episode 20. Okay, maybe it's not big, but it's episode 20.
Might be your last one before January.
Could be. No, well, I don't want to promise anything. We would like to do two a week, but life happens.
No, you're just lazy.
You end up only doing one a month.
You're just lazy.
Well, I have a lot of homework.
I'm a lazy
piece of shit. But we're here right now, and I am at Sambo_Slim on Twitter,
and I'm at MLovesYou28.
And you probably figured it out by now, but I have with me the lovely Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
Mel, that's it.
That's your name, right?
Yes, that's it. You don't have to do the pause.
Make sure you guys, this is the FYM Radio Network, so make sure you guys also listen to the Beatdown podcast starring my boys Fester and The Brain. You can get to their podcast by going to the samboslimpodcast.com. Go on the right and you'll see the Beatdown logo. You know what? We're just going to let...
I like this song.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra play in the background, because this is a Christmas podcast, and I'll be telling a few Christmas stories in a little bit, just to get everyone in the mood. We're drinking eggnog, but follow Fester and The Brain on Twitter.
We're drinking their spiked eggnog recipe.
Oh yeah, this is his eggnog, Fester's eggnog recipe. And go to my website, and you'll see the Beatdown logo on the right. Click on that, and you can get to their podcast. There's an Amazon banner on my website.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to buy anything from Amazon, especially for Christmas, do your Christmas shopping on Amazon. Click on that banner, take you to Amazon's homepage, and buy whatever you want. You have my permission to buy whatever you want.
For free.
Also, just keep an eye out on my Twitter page, because Amazon gives me special promotions that you can only get by going through my website. So I'll be tweeting those out every now and then, and I'll put banners to ones that I think are worth it on my website. So you can also go there and keep an eye out for that. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Okay, so I shouted out the Beatdown.
Yeah, and she's about to sing, so.
I did Amazon. And if you don't feel like buying anything for Christmas, but you have money that you feel like giving away, you can donate it to the show, too. Believe it or not, the show costs money to put out. I know it doesn't sound that way, but it really does cost money to put out. So you can donate to us You know what I think we're going to start doing for with donations is a part of it will go to our show and part of it will go to some charity for like kids that aren't smart or some shit like that.
Cystic fibrosis is a good one.
No, I wanted to make it like something not that, like something then or some shit like that.
You're horrible.
You ruined it. No, yeah, of course we would. We'll figure out a percentage and we'll find out what we're going to donate to.
You are.
I think it'll be a good thing. We can give back. So that's what it's all about, giving back. After all, it is Christmas time.
Even though you complain, yes.
Complain about what?
Giving.
When have I ever complained about giving?
When I like to volunteer an hour of our time, you...
Oh.
Moan and complain and...
No. There's volunteering. There's volunteering like normal people do. And then there's volunteering for every fucking thing. That's different, man. I love volunteering every once in a while. But the way you volunteer, that's like a job.
No, it's not.
I don't want a job.
It's not like we do it all the time and it's for a good cause.
No, we do it all the time.
All the time. Two times a year.
If you need a volunteer for anything, I don't even care what it is, just anything, just ask Mel. She will volunteer. She does not turn any volunteering down. Just letting you know. So, let's see what we should get into here.
You ass.
Let's see what we can get into here. Should I get into my Christmas stories?
Whatever you feel like giving.
We got the, we've got a few Twitter topics. We've got some questions also that came in by email that we will get into. But you know what? Since it's Christmas, I'm going to tell a few stories. True stories about Christmas past in the life of Sambo Slim, a.k.a. Swimmy, the founder of Team Piece of Shit, Team Swim, and Team Knife Fight, co-founder of Asshole Island. So let's tell the first story. I'm going to start with a cute story. This was around Christmas time. My daughter was very small. I don't know, 6 years old maybe?
I don't know.
She's about 6 years old. Tiny little puny thing with glasses.
Enough to learn and repeat.
So in school, they had just learned about Kwanzaa. They learned about Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, what other people celebrate around this time of year. But they had just learned about Kwanzaa, okay? So we're at the grocery store. And my daughter's a quiet little sheepish thing. She doesn't really talk to anybody she doesn't know, you know? And we do our shopping and we are at the... That's the interesting part, right? We went shopping. But anyways, we're checking out. So I'm buying my shit. We're at the cashier. Everything's good to go. We're about to leave. And the cashier lady looks at my daughter and she goes, "You have a very Merry Christmas." And my daughter looks at her right in the eyes and my daughter's not joking. She's serious. She looks right at the lady and goes, "Happy Kwanzaa." And it got awkward. I didn't know what to say because, I mean, she's not trolling the lady. She's serious. So I just stay quiet. And the lady goes, "Oh, okay." And I get Destiny's hand. And we walk out of HEB.
Quickly.
We never looked back. I don't know if I ever went back to that store. But she wished the woman a happy Kwanzaa.
Didn't explain anything.
No, I mean, she doesn't know. They told her that people celebrate Kwanzaa. At school, she's six. She just assumes everybody fucking celebrates Kwanzaa. So there's that story. My second story took place on Christmas Eve. Let's see.
Christmas Eve when you were a teenager, you were in your 20s.
Yes, I was probably about 19, 20.
Okay, so you hadn't left to the military. You're
I
still
had not
here.
Gone to the military yet, and before I went to the military, I was working in contracting, and I would do jobs out of town for long periods of time. Mm-hmm. So this particular time, I don't remember us coming back from, but it was a small town where there wasn't anywhere to go shopping. Nacogdoches or San Angelo or something mm-hmm. like that, where there just weren't
no
very
shopping
many.
Malls.
San Angelo actually has a mall, but it's there's not much there. It's not like here. I don't know.
So they probably have one main mall.
Yeah, I remember them having one main mall.
Here we
main
have
mall.
Several.
Racist. That whole different story. I almost got in a fight there with a racist. That's a whole different story. This story is about me almost getting in a fight with a racist in San Antonio. So
not San Angelo.
And it could have been Nacogdoches or some other small town. Anyways, it's Christmas Eve. I was out of town for like 3 months in some small, tiny town, and I'm headed back. I rush back here to do my Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve. That's the day I get back. I go to North Star Mall, right? That's the mall I go to do my shopping at that point. I'm waiting for a space because it's packed, right? The car pulls out finally, and I pull in to the space. I notice in my rearview mirror that now that I'm parked in my space, there's a truck, like, kind of T-bone behind me, mm-hmm. perpendicular mm-hmm. behind me, and they're not. So that I can't back out. And he's parked close to my bumper. I think maybe he's just waiting.
So he doesn't want you to go into the space?
He doesn't want me to back out of the space. But I don't know that yet. I know it's weird that he's parked there and uh-huh. he's kind of close. And he's staring right at me. He's not that old. He's probably like 50, 55, mm-hmm. old man. Glasses. I remember exactly what he looks like. And he's in a big pickup truck. And he's staring right at me, and he's really pissed. So I get out, and he's still looking at me the whole time. It doesn't get that cold here, so his windows are down. Mm-hmm. And I walk by the front of his car, and as I walk by, you know, and I'm close to his window because I'm going to walk up toward the mall. Mm-hmm. He goes, "That's my space."
Oh, my God.
And I turn around, and I go, "Excuse me?" And then he goes, "That's my space you're parked in. I was waiting for it for 5 minutes." And I said, "Well, I didn't see you. I was waiting for about 5 minutes myself. So I parked there." And then he goes, "Well, that's my fucking space." Again.
So is he's in your truck and you're walking.
He's blocking my truck.
Oh.
And he's blocking the back of my truck so that I couldn't leave if I wanted to. And I said, "We already talked about this. I'm parked there now. It's my space. I was waiting for it." So, you know, I didn't know what to say. I'm not going to apologize. I waited for the space too. Mm-hmm. And he has a big truck. I don't know where he was angled or I didn't see him waiting, but I didn't see him waiting. And anyways, I'm arguing with you like you're the dude. But anyways, I said, he goes, "I'm not moving until I get my space." So he tells me that. And I said, "That's fine. I'll be in the mall. I'm doing shopping for a lot of people. So I'm going to be in the mall for at least 3 to 5 hours. If you want to wait that long, when I come out, I'll give you my space."
You told him that?
Yeah, I told him that. And then I walk off. I start walking off. And when I start walking off, I'm like 20 feet from his car at this point. He goes, "You son of a bitch."
Was he by himself?
Yeah, he's by himself. And when he said, "You son of a bitch," I got mad. Maybe I was more than 20 feet away. I got pissed. And I said, "What the fuck did you say?" Christmas Eve, mind you. And I just sprint toward his car. And as I'm sprinting towards his car, he's trying to roll up his window as fast as he can. And he starts driving off. So as he's driving off, I drop kick his window I pictured myself breaking the window. Like I pictured myself like my leg going through the window. Like,
but you're running towards his
Sprinting toward his driver's side
window.
Rolling up.
Okay.
Because I wanted to start hitting him through the
the
window. But he rolled his window up and he's trying to drive off, but he's in some stupid, ugly old a big pickup truck that doesn't take off that fast. So it's like a diesel engine or something. It's like going like he's trying to take off. And I picture myself breaking through the glass and kicking him in his head, in his face. But that doesn't happen. I kick, boom, and I just bounce off the window and like off balance land on the ground and stumble backwards, and he drives off.
At least he knows you were serious.
Oh yeah,
right?
He took off.
He saw the bottom of your foot.
Yeah, right? So he takes off, and then let me turn my mic down a little. He takes off, and I'm walking into the mall. I start walking toward the mall again, and right before I go in the doors, I turn around just because I could see my car from the door. I turn around to just to take one last look at my car, and he's writing down my license plate. He came back and he's writing down my license plate. So I just start sprinting back toward him
again?
Yeah, because I figure now I can sucker punch him. Maybe he doesn't, because he's just gonna drive off.
Mm-hmm.
But he turns and he sees me running toward the car and he drives off again. And this time I chased him on foot for a little bit through the parking lot, and he drives out into the street.
Were you still in your work clothes? You probably look scary.
No, I changed.
Oh, okay.
I changed. I remember exactly what I was wearing. I don't know why. I had dress shoes. I was dressed nice. I had a like one of those nice like pullover sweaters with slacks and dress shoes on. I was dressed nice because I was going to go to a family Christmas party or something. So there's that story. Merry Christmas, everyone. One more story.
I thought, what happened to the Christmas music in the background?
Oh, did I turn it down?
I don't know.
Let's see. Put that Christmas music back.
I hadn't heard that story before.
Put that Christmas music back on, though.
Yeah, though.
All right.
Just leave it playing, though.
All right, here's more Christmas music. And I know after those two stories, you are all in the Christmas spirit. One of them was about my daughter saying Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
One was about me drop kicking an angry old man's window. Just get that
in your dress clothes.
You just get that warm.
That's even funnier.
You just get that warm Christmas feeling when you. Well, I do when I think about those things. I just get that warm, fuzzy Christmas feeling.
And the bottom of your heels, of your dress heels, trying to crack the window.
Yeah. But I used to dress nice back then. I got one time in nice clothes. Back then, I was wearing nice clothes, and I got in a fight downtown. I used to fight a lot, and I got in a fight downtown with these gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran to their car. I started working one of them. They were like talking shit to me from their car, and I was walking, and so I just start talking shit back. And the passenger side guy got out of the car. They had a car full of guys. The passenger side got out of the car, and I just started working him. And when the dude saw how bad that guy got, they were all going to get out and jump me. But when the dude saw how bad I started working him and that I meant business, they just started getting back in the car. And the guy was punching, like I knocked him back into the car, and I'm punching him while he's in the driver's side. And anyways, somebody, I don't remember how, but they started closing the door on me. Like they're hitting me.
They were all, we retreat, we
retreat.
Yeah,
so I pull away from the door. And they close it. Remember, the door closed. But then I'm stupid, and I reached into the car, and I start, like, I got my upper body in the car, and I start punching him through the window. But then they grab me, because there's a lot of them.
they grab me,
and they just take off down the street. I'm trying to run on the side of the car. This was downtown on This was downtown on
close to your Morse
Delarosa, going toward the highway. They're going to the highway.
Oh, like Santa Rosa near there.
No. The other direction toward 281.
Okay.
They're going that way. And like, I can't even run. Like I was running for a little bit, but once the car sped up all the way.
Yeah, to
like,
lift your
legs
up.
It's just dragging me, yeah. And they're holding me, and I'm swinging. Like, I'm flailing and swinging my arms. And then finally, I think, like, they're just pulling my sweater.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just make my body limp and put my head down, and my sweater came off.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have a shirt on. And I'm all the way down by 281. And the apartments I lived in were...
opposite direction.
They're up by the old courthouse. Right. That's where I used to live. And so from down there, I have to walk all the way back to my apartments with no shirt.
Oh, man. And horrible. Then, what a horrible story.
Like the whole way up.
Shirtless,
like assholes.
Sweaty.
There's assholes in cars. I'm woo! Honking and stuff. Fucking idiot.
Scratches all over your body.
Yeah.
All over your tight body.
That was a long time ago. Chicks were taking pictures and stuff. Ridiculous.
Where was your brother? Why were you by yourself?
He was there. I didn't want to bring anyone into the story that wasn't that I don't have their permission, but he was involved too. They just,
oh God. Like he listens. He doesn't even listen.
What do you mean? No, he doesn't listen. Yeah, he was there. He was involved in the fight. But
was he also shirtless?
No, I'm the idiot that ran up to the car. And I mean that went into the car and all that. Yeah. He saw me get dragged down. There's nothing you can do. I mean, what do you do at that point? It's not like you can run up, keep up with the car. But that doesn't have to do with Christmas. It was cold. I know that. I walked back
cold
up the street
and
cold.
Shirtless?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder.
It's my last story about Christmas. I went to have breakfast. I used to live downtown, so a lot of things I did were downtown, like the fight I just told you about.
Which is pretty busy. Like, there's.
Is this good radio? Do people want to hear the stupid fights I got in?
They all happened around Christmas, so.
Okay, this isn't a fight.
I'm sure a lot of
you don't like hearing about fights.
I do.
No. Okay, listen. I meet my mom downtown at a restaurant, okay? And I park at a meter. Downtown, there's meters everywhere. And from this restaurant, I park where I can see my car from the restaurant. And me and my mom are sitting at the window having breakfast. And I can see my car at the meter. I put in an hour's worth of change. And I go in to eat with my mom. We can see my car. About an hour goes by. And I remember, shit, I got to put more change in my car, in the meter, and I look up, and there's a meter maid, a big black guy meter maid, and he's already writing me a ticket, and I'm telling you, this couldn't have been like 20 or 30 more seconds than an hour, and I go running out, and I'm like, hey, I was on my way to put change in the meter, and he goes, I can't stop, I already started writing a ticket, and I said, dude, you haven't given me a ticket yet, just let me put change in the meter. It's been less than a fucking minute, man. You're being ridiculous. You had to have been standing out here waiting for my meter to expire.
Right.
And we get into a little exchange. We're not yelling at each other. We're just
conversing.
We're just having a discussion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm sorry. The tickets are numbered. They've got a number on them. They'll know if I threw one away. I'll get in trouble. I have to write you the ticket. And I'm like, all right, man. Shit. And as it's cool and I'm going to walk off, my mom comes storming out of the restaurant, and she's like, no, 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 you're not writing him a ticket. And my mom's like 4'8", probably. But she'll go at it with anybody. She doesn't care. She does not care. She'd fight if Mike Tyson, Bruce Lee,
anybody.
And who else is bad? I don't know. Mike Tyson, Bruce Lee, and the Terminator tried to jump her. She'd go at it. She'd fight him.
Mm-hmm.
4'8".
Hell yeah.
And anyways, So she comes outside. No, no, you are not writing him a ticket. And he's like, I have to write him a ticket, ma'am. I already wrote it. I can't cancel it now. Maybe you can dispute it in court or something. Mom is like, no, you don't have to write him a ticket. That's ridiculous. You know that he was about to put change in the meter. And he's like, I'm sorry, I have to write the ticket, ma'am. And then my mom goes, looks at him and goes, well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas, you motherfucker. And then she just turns around and walks back into the restaurant.
And how did the meter guy respond?
He just went, you have a Merry Christmas too, ma'am. And that was it.
And you didn't say anything? You just followed your mom?
Yeah. Well, I stood out there for a little bit. And I was like, you know, this is ridiculous.
You just grabbed your ticket. You grabbed your ticket from
the window. Yeah, yeah. That was it. Put change in the meter and went inside. That's all that had to be said.
And your mom has no shame.
What's that?
Your mom has no shame.
No, she has no fear.
No fear.
There's no boundary. She'll talk shit to anybody.
Anybody.
I don't think she's ever been in a fight in her life. That I don't think. Because you got to think. Like,
she said when she was little, she has. I believe her.
Oh, come on. When she was little. I'm saying as an adult.
Who's going to fight?
Yeah, that's like what I'm saying. She can say whatever. She gets a free pass because she can say whatever she wants. Like. I couldn't do that. I can't say whatever I want to anybody because I'm fair game. Like, I'm somebody if you beat up, you can brag about. You know, like. But yeah, my mom, come on, she's not afraid at all. Like, I don't even think she has the fear instinct in her. But at the same time, I mean, nobody's going to fight her. I mean, you'd have to be
a big piece of shit
yeah.
to fight her, right?
Yeah.
Or even try and put up.
I mean,
some
really,
kind
if my mom talked shit to me, if I didn't know her, it'd just be funny. I would just laugh. Anyways, I got a lot of mom stories, but well, let's look at topics I have written down. I'll turn the music off for now since all the Christmas stories are over with.
Aww.
Oh, let me read an email. We haven't read emails in a while. Let's see. We've got from Neil. I won't say his last name. But he says, I can't remember if you've covered this before, but would like to hear your view on whether smoking weed has a positive effect on sporting performance. If you have covered this, then I'd love a Sambo Slim shout out. All right. I haven't covered that.
You can shout him out with his Twitter?
Smoking weed? Yeah, but I have to look it up.
Okay.
Okay. So you found his Twitter?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, what is it?
It's at Neil_... Ackland, Neil _ Ackland.
Is it underscroll? I always thought it was underscore.
Oh, underscore. My right. Lips are a little bit numb from this eggnog.
Oh, God. All right. So, is weed a performance enhancer in sports? I don't believe so. No, I think, and I know that Joe Rogan has said that it is a performance enhancer in jiu-jitsu. Now, I don't know, maybe for some people it is because weed does affect people differently. For some people, it just makes them panic. For some people, it makes them mellow. For some people, it makes them like they're wired, like they did coke. You know, for some people, they get... I know one of my friends, when he smokes, he's hyper. Like, he can't stay still. So...
Might be laced.
I'm one of the people that just gets paranoid, you know, and I know some people get mellow and sleepy. So, and I know Joe Rogan said that, you know, because a lot of MMA fighters have pissed hot for weed and been suspended. And people always get pissed saying, well, weed doesn't, it's not a performance enhancer. And Joe Rogan had said that it is a performance enhancer, especially in jiu-jitsu. A lot of jiu-jitsu guys smoke weed and then roll because it, but I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't think that weed is a performance enhancer. I don't think weed helps you in your training. I don't think it benefits you in any way when you're in sports, mm-hmm. when you're training, or even if you are high while competing. I don't think that smoking weed helps with anything at all. If it does anything, it's a deterrent, or it'll make you suck more. You know, you think about driving when you're high. Like, you're going like 35 miles an hour in a 75 and you don't even know it. I just don't believe that somebody that's actively high while in a fight or playing football, I don't think they're performing to the best of their ability. I just don't believe that. No, I don't think it's a performance enhancer. And I definitely, I'm getting kind of drunk. But the thing is, you know the rules when you're in sports. Mm-hmm. You're just like us out here. If we work at a place that randomly piss tests you, then you can't smoke weed.
Right.
Right? Because and the same goes for athletes. You know for a fact that you get a piss test after every fight. So why the fuck are you going to smoke 30 mm-hmm. days before you get piss tested, or within 30 days before you get piss tested? I mean, I don't understand that. And I know that Nick Diaz and probably a few other fighters have a prescription for it. But you have a prescription for it in California. It doesn't matter if you're in another state. And even if you have a prescription for it, if the organization you work for doesn't honor that prescription, then you can't piss hot. That's all there is to it. But no, it's not a performance enhancer. So thanks, Neil. Neil's cool, man. He's been following. I think he's probably one of my first followers.
Is
I think
he?
He's been following me forever. Nice guy. Cool
he goes,
dude.
Goes to a lot of places, too.
Yeah. Like, I think he lives in England, right?
Oh, I don't
pretty know. Sure he lives in England. So let's see if there's more emails here. Wait, there are. Well, let's see. Struggling. Feel like a piece of shit.
But you did get some homework in today, so that's good.
All right. This one's from the SRGCA. And I think he's the SRGCA on Twitter also. But he has a question. He sent this a long time ago, too. So sorry, we're just getting to it, man. We've been... school fucks my schedule up for podcasting. So while the semester's on, I can't really get to everyone's questions and topics right away because I can't podcast very often.
And the times aren't always the same. So like right now, it's almost midnight and we're trying to get one done.
Yeah.
But we'll try and get them done.
Yeah. But when I'm on break, I'll get to all your questions and topics right away. But anyways, here's his question. Recently, I started a new job and it requires me to wear dress slacks. I'm having trouble hiding my dick in them. It's kind of embarrassing because we know that the first thing women look at is our dicks. They do.
It's, I know.
I always have to tell them my eyes are up here. Hello. I wouldn't have a problem with it if I was single, but the wife gets upset and tells me to do something with it. I tried wearing boxer briefs, but that just accentuates my penis even more. I thought about tying a string around it and tucking it in, but that would make it hard when I have to take a piss. Yeah. I'm just tired of all the women staring at my cock and my male workers, co-workers hating on me. I have been there, man. Just preaching to the choir. Reaching for help. Just wondering what you or Pete would do in my position. And we are in your position. Any help will greatly be appreciated. You know, that is a problem.
Just like at the gym, you have
I talked about it in one of my podcasts that I'm the dick guy at the gym. I never knew that until I took a selfie in the mirror.
And then you sent it to me.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke.
And I saw my dick in the selfie, okay? But I thought maybe it's not that noticeable. So I sent it to Mel just to check it out because I thought I looked hot. And then the first, she replies like in 2 seconds with nice dick. So then I said, shit.
She noticed.
It's obvious. Okay, so, and, you know, I've had my last, since I've been out of the military, all my jobs, all of them, I've had like 2 jobs that I'm wearing slacks every day, corporate atmosphere. And my dick shows. Now, you're right, boxer briefs don't work. You can try to get tighter boxer briefs. This is for anybody out there that has a big dick, like the SRG and myself, okay? Boxer briefs, if you buy them in real snug, they work a little. The thing is with boxer briefs, they're made of cotton, so they throughout the day they start to stretch, and then it's like you're not wearing any underwear. And then, like, you know, anyways, because they get loose after a while, and then like the SRG said, they accentuate it even more. They do, because now they're loose and you have another layer on top of your dick, and that just makes it look even bigger. And now you got even more chicks staring at you. And if you got a female boss, you know, they're gonna want you to
putting you in all kind of tasks.
You scratch my back, yeah. I scratch yours, kind of thing. And you don't want that, you know.
You just want to go home after your 8 hours.
You don't want to get promoted because you have a big dick. You want to know that you're being promoted because you're production. Promote me for my work, not because I'm well hung. I'm not a piece of meat. All right, and like the SRG, I'm not single. Okay, so I'm sorry. You know, girls think they're all special because they walk around with their tits out, and then they get mad. Like, why are you looking at my tits? Well, we go through the same thing. Girls are always looking at our dicks.
No, I want you to look at them. Yeah.
So listen, the only other thing that you can do, get the string. That doesn't work when you have to go pee. You got to untie it. You know, tape.
String.
You just tape.
What's string?
You just feel like a tranny. You can get a string and kind of tie it around your dick and your thigh to hold it down.
Oh my God! I never heard of that.
But listen, he brought it up in the email.
That's
a string.
That's painful. I didn't know what he was talking about. Sounds horrible.
Yeah, you don't want to do that to yourself.
Oh my God.
What you can do is you can get compression shorts. Okay? If you want to. Compression shorts. They're like boxer briefs, but I wear them when I go running or when I go to the gym. Those, unlike boxer briefs, they're not cotton. They're made out of...
like spandex.
They're not really spandex, though.
Okay,
they're,
but it's the type of material that
it's similar
compresses.
To spandex. It's yeah, it compresses. And it's waterproof, and it's they heat weather resistant.
They're breathable,
so they don't stretch out like the cotton. They stay snug to your body all day,
mm-hmm.
And so you get some compression shorts that are a little snug fitting, and they're gonna keep your dick down.
Snug.
They're gonna keep it down some. It's going to be better than usual.
And that's just the best you can do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're anything like me, like if you're like if your dick's even an eighth as big as mine, there's not much you can do to hide it. I mean, there's always going to be at least a little bit of it showing. And I mean, listen, SRG, and I don't know your first name. I just call you SRG. Listen, SRG, it's just something we got to live with. You know, it's almost like asking me, how do you hide your legs? You can't. You can't hide your legs. You can't hide your arms. You know, you can't hide your head. We can't hide our dicks. Some dudes don't have this problem. We do. It's just something we have to live with. It's like a hot chick, like a girl that's a 10. Guys are always just going to look at her. And unfortunately for us, girls are always going to look at our dicks first and judge us by that before they even get to know us. We're just the guy with the big dick at the office. And that's just the way it is. And I'm sorry to disappoint you, but there isn't really a way to fully hide your dick.
That's too bad.
And, you know, it's depressing.
It's just like anyone with big tits. You can't hide it. You just wear your clothes the way you can.
Yeah, I mean, you can. And if you have big tits, you can put on like I've seen girls put on like a coat that closes over them. But we can still see that you have big tits.
Yeah, there's just. You can only do so much, so if it sticks out, it sticks out.
Because we're looking for that, you know, we're
measuring all the time.
And yeah, it's the same with girls. Like, guys, you all know, right? We're always looking, like, at all times, we're looking for big tits. Like, if Mel asked me, like, can you peek out the window and see if it's raining? Part of me, when I peek out the window, I'm thinking, maybe there's somebody with big tits out there. Just even for that split second, I'm just looking out
maybe
the window.
Maybe running in the street. Yeah, you know. So
you look around. There might be somebody with big tits out there.
With the white shirt on.
You just think like that, you know? All the time. It doesn't matter. There might be somebody. If I turn on, like Mel's like, hey, put the news on for a second. Hey, maybe there's a story about a girl with big tits. I'm just turning right when I push the power button. I'm already hoping to see titties when the TV turns on. That's just how we are. And that's how girls are, too. Don't let them deny it, man. Don't let them deny it.
Don't let them.
Call them out. They're always staring at our dicks.
Dicks and tits.
Yeah. So we've got more emails and topics. I'm going to save those for the next podcast because we're going on to 45 minutes. We should probably cut it off. I'm in the middle of finals week. I've got to get back to finals. But I wanted to do something because I start fiending for podcasting when I haven't done it in a while. So let's stop it here. Mm-hmm. We'll get to your topics and your emails in the next podcast. I will do another podcast before Christmas. So, with that said, email me if you have funny Christmas stories similar to mine or cool stories that are around Christmas. Mm-hmm. Send them to me, and I'll do them. I'll read them in a podcast that I will do, I promise, before Christmas. So, our email is samboslimpodcast@gmail.com. Send me your Christmas stories, and of course, I'll send a reminder out on Twitter and Facebook for everybody to send me your Christmas stories. So let's listen to some. We'll close out with that John Lennon song. What the hell is it called?
Oh, that's my favorite. Happy Christmas.
Happy
so
Christmas.
This is Christmas.
It's my favorite.
And what have you done?